This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
I'm Robert Cook, pastor of Joy of Faith Christian Center, encouraging you to join me each weekday morning, Monday through Fridays at 7 a.m. here on WCNO 89.9 FM for the Positive Change broadcast.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The encounter always increases God awareness and denies self-awareness. The encounter always increases God awareness and denies self-awareness. He said, "Watch this, Moses. Don't come near me yet. You can't come near me yet. This is holy ground. You can't come in here with that junk. You got to take your shoes off. You want to come in here, Moses, on holy ground? You got to take your shoes off." That's a very interesting statement to me, because usually people are known by the garments that they wear, not the shoes, especially in biblical times. He didn't say nothing to Moses about his stained garments, about his sheep herding clothing. He said, "Take your sandals off. Take off your shoes, because if I can get you to walk right, then your garments will be right. If I can just get your footsteps going in the right direction, if I can just get you bare before me." Listen to me, how many of you know your shoes are an indicator of your journey? Your shoes are an indicator of your pathway. Your shoes are an indicator of where you're going. And God is saying, what I'm trying to sanctify is your walk with me. You're not on a journey for the sake of being on a journey. You're on a journey because through this process, as you walk with the Lord, wherever you may find yourself on this journey, God is processing you and sanctifying you along the way. As you walk in faith, you become more and more like Him. I believe God's going to ask some of you today to take off some shoes. I brought some shoes with me today, because shoes say a lot about people. And I just want to kind of show you a few things this morning. These shoes right here, these are old work shoes. I used to be a line cook at a restaurant when I was a kid, and we had to wear these. Work shoes, and they'd get covered in grease, they'd get covered in dirt. I mean, oftentimes we come into the kingdom and we experience His grace in ways that humble us, in ways that show us love and His peace. And we get into this place where we begin to understand the love of God, and then we get people in our lives that are in the church, and they begin to teach us, well, you can't really be a good Christian unless you read your Bible every day. You can't really be a good Christian if you don't tithe. You can't be really a good Christian if you don't wear the right clothes. You can't be really a good Christian if you cuss. You can't be a really good Christian if you don't wear your makeup right or your hair right. You can't be a good Christian if you go to rated R movies. You have to. You have to. You got to do this. You got to do that. You have to do that. Pretty soon you find yourself doing what the Bible says to do in order just to be saved. And you take the grace of God and you exchange it for a lie of works. And you position yourself in the kingdom to where you feel like you are earning your way into His presence by what you do. Let me just declare to you today, you are not saved by anything that you do. I mean, work shoes look like you're motivated when you wear work shoes. People think, well, man, there's somebody that's got purpose. There's somebody that's working hard. There's somebody that's really striving. There's somebody going somewhere. Look at all the things that they're doing. There's a word for that, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not obedience. Although people that tell you that are wearing work shoes that are covered in dirt and grime will tell you they're just obeying the word of God. That's really not what it is. It's called works. And it is a slap in the face to Jesus Christ, who provided a way to heaven for you through His blood. Hear me this morning. You are not saved by anything that you do. Really, these old work shoes, they're just religious shoes. That's what they are. People trying to earn their way into the kingdom by what they do. And then they try to shame anybody that won't listen to their advice. I've been in some churches like that, ladies and gentlemen, and they're full of condemnation. Hear me this morning. You being saved is completely based on what Jesus did, not on anything that you do. That is the word of God. And don't you ever let anybody tell you anything different than that. Some of you need to take off your work shoes. Some of you need to take off your religious shoes. And stop looking at what you're doing in the kingdom as your pathway to heaven, because it really ain't got nothing to do with that. Our commitment to God, our obedience to God, is and has always been the fruit of our relationship with God. If you're obeying God for any other reason other than the encounter that you had with Him, you have a works mentality. And you need to take off your work shoes this morning. God wants to set you free from that thing. God wants to move you from an I have to attitude to an I get to attitude. Because in the kingdom, you get to read your Bible, you get to pray, you get to commune with God. You get to preach. You get to have abundant life. You get to have peace. You get to have joy. You ain't got to do none of it. But by His grace, you get to. Come on, take off your work shoes this morning. Some of you in here this morning, you might not be wearing work shoes. You might be wearing running shoes. Some of you in here this morning, you've spent the majority of your life running from the call of God on your life. Every time you get close to God and He begins to do something supernatural, you lace up your running shoes and take off. And you begin to run from the things of God. Every time it gets tough, every time you get challenged, every time it looks like you ain't gonna make it, you put on your running shoes. When it gets overwhelming, when God starts pressing in on you, when God starts revealing things in your life that he wants to change and you don't want to change them, you start putting on your running shoes.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Some of you told God that when you were a teenager, Lord, I can't serve you right now. I'm a teenager. I just want to have fun. I just want to enjoy life. I just want to go to college. I just want to experience life, God. I can't serve you right now. I'll serve you when I get married. I'll take my running shoes off when I get married, Lord. And then all of a sudden you get married and now you told him, Lord, I can't serve you right now. Marriage takes a lot of things. I got kids now and I'm working and we're trying to maintain the home and we're fixing up the yard and we're going, you know, the only time we can go camping is on the weekend, Lord. I can't serve you right now, Lord. I'm married. But when I get older and the kids grow up and go to college, I'll serve you then, Lord. And every time he calls, you put on your running shoes. Next thing you know, you're 40 and you're still running. Still running. Listen to me this morning. The Spirit of God says this to you. It's time to take off your running shoes. It's time to take off your running shoes. I got a really nice pair of shoes back there in the sound booth. Can you bring them to me, Josh? These shoes represent this insatiable desire that we all have to fit in and be cool. To be a part of it. To not feel less than. To go out of our way to get noticed so that people will like us. So that people will accept us. So that people won't think we're weird or strange. See, many times in our life, we spend a lot of time, day after day, just looking for man's approval. Sometimes we position ourselves in an encounter with somebody just to get noticed. Let me tell you where that comes from. That comes from a heart that is hurting from being abandoned. And I want to tell you something this morning. God wants you to take off those cool shoes. And he wants you to know that he will never leave you. And he will never forsake you. He will never abandon you. And you've let this need to be accepted and you've let this need to be approved of by others keep you from the very encounter that God wants to give you to make you free from it. It's time to take off your cool shoes. I mean, after all, you're cool already in God's sight. I got another pair of shoes here. These are my success shoes. Leather soles. They're not really the ones that I wanted to buy. Those are about $150, but they look like the $700 pair. I had a preacher tell me one time, if you're going to be a good preacher, you can get you a $200 suit, but if you got $700 shoes, your $200 suit will look like a $2,000 suit. He said, it's all in the shoes. And I've had these shoes for a long time. I got these shoes. back in 1992, and I just haven't been able to ever part with them. I preached some of my first sermons in those shoes, and I'd wear them, and I'd wear them like this. And I'd preach, and I'd make sure everybody could see my shoes. Because I wanted people to know that I was successful. I wanted people to know that God had touched my life, and that if they saw my shoes, they would know that I was blessed of God. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Listen, your shoes don't make you. Your shoes reveal you. And what I learned is these shoes are not symbolic of the blessing of God in my life. They were just shoes to make me look the part, to be the part. I used to always wear a suit when I got I would preach every Sunday. I just thought I had to wear a suit. I got free from that about 2 years ago. Some of y'all know that. I wore a suit every Sunday. I don't have to look the part. I know who my God is. I know what He's called me to do. How many of you know if you got God, you don't need emblems in your life to prove that you got God? You don't need emblems in your life to show your success. Sometimes you just got to take off your success shoes and lay bare before God, because God wants to take you beyond just being successful. He wants to take you to a place in life that's significant. That's my last pair I brought with me. We could do this all day. These are just ordinary shoes. They represent failure. They represent where I've fallen. They represent the last time me and Kim got in a fight. When Pastor Jason wasn't really exemplifying the fruit of the Spirit in his marriage. And his flesh was getting in the way, and he was saying some things he probably shouldn't have said to his wife, whom God gave him. The Lord said, Jason, you got to take off your failure shoes. See, some of us, we carry stuff that we've done in our life. And although God has forgiven us, we don't know how to forgive ourselves. And we walk around with our failure shoes on. And we get a victim mentality. We get a victim mentality for everything that pertains to our life. We see ourselves as a failure in everything that we go to do. The Holy Spirit is saying this morning to you, take off your failure shoes. I really believe God wants to set us free from some things that we've had in our life this morning. And listen, there's nothing significant about this altar being holy ground. We're a New Testament church. We believe the Holy Spirit is in us. That means if the Holy Spirit is in you, then everywhere you step is holy ground. That's how that works. But if you want to this morning, as just something symbolic and prophetic before the Lord, if you want to make your way up to this altar and take your shoes off, just being symbolic before the Lord that you're going to let some things go out of your life and allow the Lord to heal you. Listen, I don't know if you know this or not, but the bottom of your foot, the sole of your foot, is the most tender place on your body. You feel pain there more than anywhere else. You feel a touch there quicker than anywhere else. And God is saying, if you will lay bare the vulnerable places of your life where you've been hurt, where you've allowed things to come in, like trying to be successful, trying to prove yourself, spirits of religion, if you'll just take off them shoes and get bare before me, I'm going to have an encounter with you and touch you and heal you. I want to give you that opportunity this morning to encounter Jesus Christ this morning in your life. Father, I pray right now for everybody standing in this place, for everyone at your altar this morning. Thank you, God, for encounters. Thank you for the call. Thank you for breakthrough. Make this declaration over your life today. No more. No more will I be held back by indifference, by pride, by seeking attention. No more will I be held back by class, by society. No more will I let what others think of me hold me captive. No more will I let the rejection keep me from the call. No more. Father, I look and I hear and I embrace you. I take a stand of faith into your holiness this morning. Father, I declare that your kingdom is at work in our lives. Some of you need to say, no more will I let hardship keep me from the call of God. I will be determined. I will move in faith. I will not be complacent with this most holy call of God in my life. No more. No more. I'm taking my shoes off. I'm laying bare today. I'm moving into the place with the Lord where it's just me and Him, and I've got nothing to hide. I'm believing God for your life this morning, and I'm declaring freedom over you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Meyers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K through 12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.